Welcome to the Goracom podcast, where investors discover great small cap companies. Thank you for taking a Goracom with you, and make sure to follow our podcast.
Did you know the blockchain gaming market, better known as Web3 gaming, is forecast to reach a staggering $615 billion by 2030? Reporting for Goracom, my name is Euphora, and if you're bullish on the future of Web3 gaming, then you're in for a real treat. In this interview featuring Game On Entertainment Technologies, they're a cutting-edge fantasy sports platform that's teamed up with premier sports leagues like La Liga to introduce Web3 games designed to turn fans into super fans. And more things than lip service, the company is projecting $11.5 million revenues for 2024 and a staggering $40 million revenue by 2026. And that's thanks to La Liga, the world's most followed soccer league, which is launching this month, PFL, that you can see right behind Matt, and the Karate Combat League, which is already launched. On top of that, the development of game. This is the next generation of fantasy games infrastructure. It's a partnership and a contract with Sportsology, the company's biggest contract ever. Guaranteed value of $9.3 million over 5 years, and the company has received a 59 million token grant from Sportsology that we're going to talk about today. The company's also been financed by some of the best-known Web3 companies, proving even more third-party validation. And now, here's George and Game On CEO Matt Bailey.
Hey, Matt. Welcome back, George. My friend. And I love the background because that's telling the story of Game On and how you guys are just on fire right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna need more room behind me soon with all the leagues that are coming on board at Game On. But
dangling a little carrot there, because it's not like it's enough to tell us already you got La Liga, PFL, and Karate Combat. You've got more coming. We're gonna talk about that in a second. But all kidding aside, you guys are progressing unbelievably. You guys are on fire. Big picture, how happy are you with how Game On has progressed, and here we are in early 2024, and how happy should shareholders of Game On Entertainment be feeling right now?
Yeah, I'm really happy. You know, the last couple of years haven't been easy, just in the macro conditions and the microcap space. It hasn't been hard, but I'm really happy this year because I can feel that shifting. I can just feel the energy. I can feel the sentiment in our space is just really ramping up now. So it really feels like that grind of the last year or two that everyone's been experiencing, whether you're a shareholder, an investor, or a company in the microcap space, you've certainly felt it. It feels like that this is what we've been grinding towards. Like, it's all right, we're at the other end now. So I feel really good. The team feels really good. Almost our entire team stuck around during that grind as well. And there's something about grinding out something with a team and kind of coming out the other end as well. It's that camaraderie that you feel, and everybody's kind of gone through that together and not jumped ship. So we feel really good. We're at the start of the year still, but we've already felt a huge momentum. I can't believe it's only just been not even 2 months, but I feel like we've achieved so much. So it's going to be very exciting. We've got launches upcoming. Hopefully we announce new partners soon. It's an exciting year so far.
Well, we've heard at the intro, we heard that the Web3 gaming market is going to skyrocket between now and the end of the decade.
Yeah.
So Web3 gaming is a big buzzword. Sorry about the dog. Somebody just came in. Web3 gaming is a big buzzword, but you've got third-party validations. A lot of people are trying to say we're a Web3 gaming company. You've got the third-party validation. Just the names behind you alone tell us that you've produced something great, and you're getting the validation from companies and leagues that want to use your technology. How strong are you relative to the rest of the market, Matt? You know, are you top fifth percentile? Where do you guys stand in terms of just market strength?
I mean, not just Web3 gaming, but you know, if you look at the fantasy sports industry has rapid growth. Web3 gaming, like you mentioned, has had billions and billions of dollars invested into it, and you're going to start to see that come to life. But then mobile gaming as well is also booming. So we're kind of leveraging it at the intersection of all of those on purpose, because we're looking at why they are exponentially growing, and it's related to the Gen Z fan and the millennial fan who want those things. They don't just want to be passive viewers and to watch a 4.5 hour Super Bowl game. I couldn't believe it went for that long. I looked at my clock. I looked at my clock and I was like, wow, that game started almost 5 hours ago. The Gen Z millennial fan doesn't want to sit there and watch for that long and do nothing. I do. I still sit down and watch that game, but that next fan doesn't. So we're at the intersection of all of those rapidly growing gaming sectors for a reason. And like you said, it's not just we're there, but we have major leagues on board who are supporting that, from La Liga to PFL, who just acquired Bellator as well, who we have access to. So we kind of got a 2-for-1 with that one. And then Karate Combat, who are an up-and-coming Web3 focused league. The reason why they're buying into Game On's platform and what we do is because they know that they have to cater to this fan, and there's challenges in doing that. They know they need to change the way that they do things. More and more leagues are figuring that out, or not figuring it out, but that light bulb is switching, and they know they have to work with guys like us to help them do that. So that's why.
But I don't see anybody else out there, right? That you're combining fantasy with mobile, with Web3, in order to give this experience. So we're going to talk about that experience, because there are a lot of traditional investors right now who are listening or watching and saying, I don't understand. I think I know what they mean, but I don't understand what they mean. So we're going to get to that in a second. But I don't see anybody else offering all of that combined, right? Are you guys almost on an island on your own with a big leadership position with this?
There are a couple others out there doing similar, I would say, indirect competitors. So if you look at a couple that are really successful, I'd say Sorare is a good one. Another one is Rainmakers by DraftKings. They're really the only two in our space. And typically, you know, there's room for four or five big winners in a category like ours. So we think it's a very nascent category that there's plenty of room for competition in. But we also differentiate from those two in our own ways. Another one that does gaming really well, it's not fantasy gaming, so they're different to what we do, but we look at them for how they're kind of doing what they do and how they've been successful, and we want to copy or mirror some of the great things they're doing, is NFL Rivals from a company called Mythical Games. So they're not fantasy sports, but they are Web3 driven technology. It's a simulator NFL game where it's similar to like Madden, but on mobile and Web3. And it's just amazing what they're doing as well. 3 million users, they've generated millions and millions in revenue. What they do great and what we're trying to do is we want to build Web2 up, not Web3 down. What that means is we want to build in a context that every sports fan is familiar with. Too many companies out there, too many Web3 projects and games out there are building Web3 down, which means you need a wallet, you need crypto, you need to jump through all these hoops that feel like it's, you know, it's taking you days and days of reading and understanding what to do just to engage. That doesn't work in 2024. What you need to do is build Web2 up. So first and foremost, we're a games company, we're a sports company, we're for the sports fan. You want to come in and play our game, you want to buy a player avatar pack, all you need is a credit card. You don't need a wallet. We're going to create one for you. And we're going to call it something else, like a locker or a garage. So it's just, we're going to remove all that friction, all the jargon, and build Web2 up. That's our ethos.
By the way, that alone, even if you're a traditional investor at home, I can tell you that I love Web3. I'm pretty involved. Just that solution there alone, Matt, where you're not forcing me to create a wallet and go through all that. You just get me to play, right? And then you'll create the wallet for me. Removes massive amount of friction. I love that. Now, let's use the Super Bowl. I know you don't have a contract with the NFL, but like you said, we're trying to relate to everybody at home, Web2 up. I want to give us an example of, if you had a contract with the NFL, if you had a partnership with the NFL, we're all watching the Super Bowl. Give us just one example, like a layman example of how we'd be using Game On while we're watching the Super Bowl to do fantasy and all the things that you're delivering.
Yeah, so if we launched a product with the NFL, you would first of all buy NFL player avatar packs. That would have 5, 6, 7 players in it. That pack might cost, you know, $10, $20, $30, depending on how we analyze the market. You do that, you open up, and you've got a bunch of players. Now, based on the players that you own, you're able to go to the fantasy game lobby and schedule and enter games and play based on a match basis. So you're not playing fantasy across the weekend or across the season. You're playing on a per match basis. So if you have Dak Prescott as a Cowboys fan, as the Cowboys fan I know you are, I don't know if you're still a Dak fan or not, but if you have Dak Prescott or any other of the Cowboys players, that unlocks your access to that game. And then you can now play on a leaderboard against other fans based on how those players are performing in the real world, whether they're scoring touchdowns or making tackles or catching receptions. Whether they're doing all of that during the game, you're earning points and rewards going up and down leaderboards and winning prizes based on that. Once that game's finished, you win or lose or earn, you know, whatever you did, and you move on to the next match. But you need those player avatars to participate. So that's kind
of. Can I get more of them? Can I buy more of them? Is that the idea? I start off with 5. Can I buy more packs? Or
yeah, you can win more. You can buy more. You can go on a secondary market, and trade. There's lots of different things you can do in the off season. We have a trading window, which is similar to an EPL type trading window, where you actually get incentivized and earn rewards based on your trading activity, which is really cool. But all of this will start to go live for La Liga this month, actually. So we're doing our first mint this month. It's going to be on OpenSea and supported by OpenSea, as well as obviously supported by our other partners like Arbitrum and La Liga. We're still yet to announce the date. But once that goes live, people can start acquiring NFTs. Then in March and April, we start to roll out the La Liga game. And then after that, you'll start seeing some of our other projects go live, like Game On MMA with PFL and Karate Combat. One of the most exciting things, though, is as we add more soccer leagues to Game On Soccer or MMA leagues to Game On MMA, there's going to be the ability to port your players between leagues and use them in different leagues, even though they might not play in those leagues in real life, but use them in a different capacity, which will be really fun and interesting. But that interoperability between the different leagues, as well as being able to earn and spend and consume game, the token across all those different leagues, is what's going to be create a really a one-of-its-kind unified experience across different sports leagues and games.
You've dangled that carrot a couple of times now, so I'm gonna take the carrot, which is even more leagues that you're talking about. Are you confident? Because you have mentioned in the past you're in contract, you're in discussions. Are you confident that we're going to see even more leagues come along here?
Yeah. I think we have a few different options on the table right now. We want to launch and sell out the first La Liga mint first to just improve our negotiation position. And then the lowest hanging fruit, the path of least resistance for us would be to add soccer leagues and add MMA leagues. Essentially, all we have to do at that point is add schedule to the games. We don't have to develop a new data model. We don't need different leagues have different scoring nuances. So we don't have to develop anything if we're just adding soccer and MMA. That doesn't mean we don't want to do other leagues, but that's the path of least resistance for us to drive Makes revenue sense. And value for shareholders now. Yeah, go. Let's go. So I'd say you can expect that in the coming months. By the end of the year, I would love to personally, a goal is to bring on another league like an NFL or an NBA, maybe an EPL, maybe a UFC, but bring on another league, even if they're outside of these two categories. And that means, you know, a couple of months of development time. But yeah, that's the vision.
Well, let's talk about the success. What it really comes down to is technology is one part, but if the fans of that league don't take to it, then it's going to be a flop, right? But with La Liga, I mean, you guys haven't even had your mint yet, but you launch with them and you've as far as marketing goes, and had considerable success in social media. Over 200,000 video views within just a couple of days, and a community of over 80,000 people within 2 weeks, right? Give us some of the details there. How great is your Discord community going with Aliga, and what does that tell you about the kind of success you expect to have with them?
Yeah, I mean, our marketing team has done a fantastic job, spearheaded by James. He's doing great. We have to build up the community before we want to sell something, right? So that's been our priority so far this year. That community is nearing 100,000 now across X or Twitter, Discord, email, and a pre-mint wait list. Now, the pre-mint wait list has over 25,000 people now, and that requires you to, it's very Web3 driven, this part of the marketing funnel. So that requires you to add a wallet, connect the wallet, connect your socials, tweet about us, follow us, retweet, like do a bunch of things with a lot of friction. And there's 25,000 people who've done that. It's pretty amazing. On Discord, which has over 30,000 people in it now, there's 9,000 plus messages. Over 30,000, I think maybe even 35. There's over 9,000 messages a day happening there right now. People talking about soccer, loving soccer, watching games together, banter, smack talk. Like it's really engaged community there. And then when I go back to the pre-mint wait list, all those 25,000 people have connected their wallets. We analyze those wallets. And we can see that those wallets have an average age of over 450 days, which means that they're not fake, they're not bots, that they're real.
Right.
They also have more than 12 million in trading volume or purchase volume, which means that they're buying stuff. They're buying NFTs and crypto coins. 75% of that volume is NFTs. So, and we can actually see which NFT projects are most popular with them and go after that community. So everything's just really executing well right now. And this is before we even have the support of La Liga posting about it, Arbitrum posting about it, OpenSea listing it on the homepage of OpenSea. That's all happening over the next 10 days or so leading up to the mint at the end of the month. So it's very exciting.
Well, have you guys announced the actual date of the mint yet?
Not yet. I know what it is, but it's within the last few days of the month, and I think the team's going to post it in the next few days. So,
well, listen, on that day, any chance you're going to be doing, like a live Twitter Spaces or something, X Spaces or something like that, or live YouTube video that in real time, almost like a watch party for everybody. So that we can kind of follow along, or what do you guys expect you might be doing that day?
I don't know on the actual day, but I do know that there are a couple of AMAs and X spaces happening between now and the mint. Those spaces will have people from La Liga, from Arbitrum, as well as obviously from Game On. So just I'd say follow us on X. Not only follow Game on X, which is GameOn_HQ, but also follow at La Liga NFTs, which is Game On La Liga. When you do that, everything will be there. So keep up to date. There will be AMAs and spaces happening over the next week or two.
I'm making a note there so we can flash that on the screen for everyone. La Liga NFT, right?
At La Liga NFTs.
Yeah. All right. So we'll make sure we flash that on the screen when we do it afterwards. Unbelievable. What do you think is driving that excitement? I mean, you're actually watching. I'm sure you guys are in there. And you're watching the conversations and you're seeing the interaction. What is it? Because this is great news for shareholders when the fans of La Liga are in your Discord and they're posting 9,000 messages a day. What is it that's really exciting them that they love about what you're offering to them that they can't get anywhere else?
I think it comes down to just an amazing IP, an amazing partner, and great utility. So, you know, this isn't about a meme coin. This isn't about a speculative asset that you can go and flip for, you know, flip to make a little bit of money. It's not about making money. It's about engaging with a project, with your favorite athletes, with a league that you love, and with other fans who hold a similar passion for what you do. So if you go in and look at the Discord now, people are watching games. They're talking about, you know, Barcelona, Real Madrid, the Mbappe, you know, signing for the league, which is huge news recently. So it's about that. It's people want to own a piece of this because it represents something they love and is ingrained in their culture. Like, for example, two of our guys went to Spain and to Bilbao to watch a game in Spain, and they were just blown away by this. Like, it's a smaller town. It's not a Real Madrid or it's not a Barcelona, but they're actually in the top few. They're in the top few on the table right now. But this team to this day still only signs players from that region, which is pretty incredible. In a top flight professional league, they will only sign, and they're in the top three or top two. And like, why do they do that? Because they're so ingrained in their community. Every single baby born in that city receives a jersey from the team.
I didn't know that.
In the hospital. So like, this is why people love a project like this, because over the last 20 or 30 years or however old they are, their lifetime, it's in their blood. Like, this is in their blood, and they want to participate in it because football is so unique and specific. And I think that IP is really driving home this. NFL is a similar type of thing here as well in North America, hockey in Canada. You know, the sports is just different. And if you do it right and give people the opportunity to engage in a way that they can, you know, speak to other fans, engage with other fans, but also play and have fun, I think that's a good recipe for success.
If we ended the interview right there, we'd say, Matt, this is awesome. You've got La Liga, you've got PFL, you've got Karate Combat. Everyone looks great. The Mint is going to have for La Liga soon. And then from that, it looks like other leagues may be coming on, or at least they're very interested, just in case of getting them over the edge. Way to go. Good luck. And let's talk again in 30 days, or let's talk again in 10 days, actually, and do the Mint. But do me a favor, tilt your head down for a second so everyone can see your hat, right? Dollar game, right? Dollar game. That's a whole other, you know, initiative that we need to talk about, which is, let's talk about, you just got a token grant from Sportsology, and a lot of people aren't going to know what that means. So we got to make sure we keep this English, you know, but you just got this massive token grant in order to integrate game tokens into your major league projects. What is that? Can you talk to us a little more about that?
Yeah, so all of those games we just spoke about, game on La Liga, game on soccer when we add other leagues, game on MMA with PFL and Karate Combat, they're all different leagues. Some of the leagues you'll be able to, you know, have the avatar players kind of interoperable, if it makes sense, if it's the same sport. But we wanted to find a way to bring those games together even more through a unified ecosystem of rewards and infrastructure that enables interoperable rewards and a currency essentially to spend across the games. So we partnered with Sportsology, who kind of had that same vision as well for game developers around the world, game developers and sports leagues around the world. And we did a deal with them first and foremost that for us to develop this infrastructure, this game token infrastructure, and they will essentially launch and operationalize it and give out grants and kind of fuel that ecosystem. So we did that, and that first and foremost drives over $9 million for Game On across 5 years in development, setup fees, and support and maintenance fees. So great business deal for us just off the bat. Then, because we're one of the first companies to then use that token and integrate it into our games as a reward mechanism across all of the games, Sportsology also recently issued us a grant of 59 million game tokens. What this allows us to do is to integrate those tokens into our games first and foremost. So we, the company, and our fans, our users, will be the very first to have their hands on the game token. So we're really excited about that. It'll allow us to really create this first of its kind reward infrastructure across all of our games. If you want to read more about it, we just launched a guidebook on Game On and Game and how we're going to integrate it into our games. It's accessible at gameon.app. I encourage you to check it out.
Sorry, say that again because you cut out. It's accessible at gameon.app.
Gameon.app at our website. If there's a link in the menu bar that says game Game On times game, the token. That's our guidebook. We'll continue to update it as we develop the platform. It's intended to provide more information, primarily for the community and for fans. It's a product-led document. It's meant to complement existing shareholder and investor documents. If you want to learn more about what we're going to do with the game token and how we're going to integrate it across our games, go check it out. That's a good document for you to see and read.
Yeah, I think we have to almost do a separate interview just on that alone, right?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, we could even bring out our game economy lead or our director of marketing. You know, maybe we mix it up a bit and bring some other Game On people on.
Yeah, yeah. I want to make sure Game On is just this guy, Matt, nobody else, you know, Matt and a bunch of avatars. I want to see some real people. But doesn't that one great thing about that grant, 59 million tokens, right? Doesn't that also provide additional third-party validation? Because Sportsology is saying, we're giving you these tokens. We want you to integrate them into your games and your platforms and get them into the hands of your users and the League of Fans. Doesn't that is that tremendous third-party validation that somebody out there is saying, okay, we're so confident in what Game On can do that we're giving them our tokens because they're going to help us, you know, spread the word about their game token at the end of the day, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's the same validation as when we did our Arbitrum grant, which is the biggest layer 2 on Ethereum. It's the same validation as when we bring big leagues on board like La Liga. The double validation from Sportsology is that they also said, hey, you're the right guys to build this as well. So we're not only going to give you a grant, but you're the right guys to build this. They're an early stage startup. They're just getting started. They're just building their team. They just had this idea that they want to launch this infrastructure on the blockchain, this fantasy gaming infrastructure. And they said, hey, you're the right team to build this, and we're going to give you a grant. So yeah, it's the double validation there. And we're excited to kind of work with them over the next several years.
And what are the future plans for gaming? People are going to be able to earn them, obviously, inside of your games and all that. Do you expect a secondary market may or may not develop for game down the road, and what are the plans for it?
Yeah, you'll be able to use game to acquire avatars. You'll be able to use them to acquire credits, game credits that you'll be able to spend across the ecosystem. You'll also win them in the games. But yeah, we're working with Sportsology now on a bunch of things. We're not just the exclusive developer of the platform. We're helping them with marketing and other partnerships. One of the initiatives we're collaborating with them on is getting the token listed on a secondary market, a T1 exchange. A T1 exchange could be a Binance, a Bybit, a Kraken, a Coinbase. Then there's a bunch of other T2s as well.
Something like that.
Yeah, so yeah, we're working with them. We do want to, we have good relationships with a lot of those partners. So we're hoping that we can connect them and they can make that happen. But in general, the token generation event will happen likely in April-ish. That's when the tokens will be launched on Arbitrum. And then soon after, they should be able to be listed on exchanges.
And obviously, the goal of everybody involved is to make this token game, $game, because some people are listening on podcast, to make it the currency, right? The currency for all for all sports fans who are engaging, playing, or doing all that stuff. That's the hope. This becomes the currency. Do I got that right?
Yeah. Yeah. We want game to be the next generation fantasy sports infrastructure. We want it to solve for interoperability between games, interoperability between leagues, even different apps. And we think that it can solve that. So again, check out the guidebook. In the guidebook, we speak to a lot of the problems and challenges in Web3 today and how this solves it. So we're still at the early stages, and we hope that, you know, in 3, 6, 12 months from now, we're talking about how, you know, distributed and successful game is.
Congratulations, man. I've watched you guys grow from day one. You know, you guys you had to crawl, then you had to walk, then you had to run, and now it just seems like you are in sprint mode, maybe rocket ship mode here. I know it's still early and you're not counting any chickens yet, but you've got it right there, right? Is it fair to say that you've got other leagues? And if I'm misconstruing it, tell me, but something tells me that other leagues must be watching now, because if all this is able to work and La Liga is a success and the token is becomes that currency that solves interoperability and all that, that you're going to have a lot of, I don't know, other leagues coming on.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think I had a lot less gray hair when I first met you as well. But
you're a young kid. You're just a young, but you got married. Hopefully your wife's not watching this, but you got married recently. So maybe it's her.
Exactly. I do say that. It's either her or the business. But yeah, I mean, no, it's been, you know, success in startups doesn't happen overnight. We've been grinding hard. You know, we've been public for 3 years almost now, and my shares are fully vested. I haven't sold a single one. Because I know what's ahead of us, and I'm right there aligned with shareholders, in that there's two things that we're committed to. One is riding out anything the market, you know, puts our way, even if that means, you know, having to survive before progressing the business, we will always survive. Then second is, making decisions with shareholders, as the main concern. And that's why we're doing these deals, like you see with La Liga, with Arbitrum, with OpenSea, and all these great partners, because now we feel like we're kind of at that inflection point where the market is better, and that's not a concern anymore. The sentiment's better, and now it's just about activating. And you know, at the end of February, we had that first La Liga mint, and the team is 100% focused on that. If we can sell that out in a matter of hours, or even less, ideally, everything else falls into place. Other leagues, right. T1 exchanges for Binance, more partners, more revenue. Like, it all falls into place from there. So I'd say watch this space, follow our socials, follow that mint. And if that goes well, like we plan for it to, it's really game on from there. So we're excited and we're focused.
Yeah, it seems like everything you've done until now has been to get ready for this moment. And then the mint... that, fingers crossed, but it looks like it's not a case of will it be successful, it's only a case of degree now, given the amount of community you've built up. It's just a case of degree, but that feels like that's the next booster. If we're watching a rocket ship launch, that's a second booster that really takes you into orbit. And if all goes well, then we all have something great to look forward to. And Matt, I'm going to tell you something. You and the team have done something great, because the last 24 months, 18 to 24 months, has been very difficult for you on a double banger. Both the small cap markets themselves have gone through this massive catharsis, you know, and you just got swept up and there's nothing you can do. Mm. And, you know, the Web3 world, the crypto world, went through a crypto winter. So you had both of those kind of go out on you. The small cap market still trying to find its feet, but the Web3 market, the crypto market, the token market, seems now to be entering that utility phase where it went through euphoria. People were buying George Bucks and making 1,000% in a day and that all craziness, but that all collapsed because that wasn't sustainable. We had the crypto winter, and now we're coming to, okay, the real stuff. Kind of like what we saw in Web2, LinkedIn, Amazon, Facebook, Netflix, real applications of the web. So it seems like we're going to real applications of Web3 and tokens, and you guys are right there. So the next 5-10 years, you know, this video, I hope, is going to turn into an NFT one day. When someone says, yeah, I bought that Matt interview, I bought the NFT for that Matt Bailey interview back in February 2024, and now they're global gaming, you know, this big global Web3 gaming, fantasy gaming company. So hats off to you is what I want to say in a long-winded way, but I want everyone to understand why I've given you so much credit for bringing the company to this stage.
And hopefully we see the inverse double banger of good market on both the micro caps and the crypto. So we've ridden out the storm now. Now it's just about activating in this market. So let's see how the next few months go.
Yeah, wait, buddy. And I'm assuming we're going to have you back on in 10 days or so, next couple of weeks, when the mint happens. We want to be right there with you. So fingers crossed, my man, you're probably gonna be working 21 hours a day, a few more gray hairs coming, but it looks good, and we're all here with you, and we thank you for what you've done for all shareholders.
Appreciate it, George.
Anybody at home, you've been watching or you've been listening by podcast on Spotify, Google, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform to Matt Bailey. He's the CEO of Game On Entertainment, trades in Canada, GET, G-E-T, for Offends in the U.S., G-M-E-T-F. For those new to the story, you love what you hear, you want to do more due diligence, get to the company's profile page on Agoracom. We've got a little more layman's explanation there. But then get over the Game On website, because as you heard from Matt too, there's a whole document there on Game, the token, and how they're integrating and what it means, the problems it's solving. Do your due diligence, guys, because if you're bullish on the future of crypto, Web3, tokenization, you've got to have your eye on Game On. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. See you next time.
Hey, guys, this podcast is over. But don't forget to help your company by liking it or even leaving a comment. And then, don't forget to help yourself by following us on Spotify, Google, Apple, or on your favorite podcast platform, so you will never miss another one great Agoracom Small Cap Podcast.